and its new national strategy for European development and integration, whose full implementation would contribute to promoting fundamental rights and freedoms. Despite efforts to address some of the third cycle recommendations, we observe a notable lack of progress on multiple issues identified in the previous review. In this vein, Greece would recommend that Albania, 1, take concrete measures to ensure the swift adoption and implementation of bylaws relating to the 2017 Framework Law on the Protection of National Minorities, including in particular the right to self-identification and the use of minority languages in the administration. 2, establish transparent and fair legal processes for registration of property titles of the rightful owners belonging to national minorities and ensure that expropriation procedures for commercial purposes in the name of public interest undertaken with compensation far below the actual market price cease infringing on the property rights of minority owners. 3, ensure access to public education in minority languages by applying the 20% threshold requirement to local communities. 4, protect media freedom and fully implement anti-discrimination and anti-hate speech legislation. 5, intensify measures to address and prevent corruption and bring the electoral processes in line with OSCE commitments and international standards. Greece wishes Albania a successful UPR review. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Greece and give